Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Luke 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Next part of scripture. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Glory to God. So today, this evening, I was just thinking and laughing and enjoying myself in the Holy Ghost. Especially when I'm told one or two situations. You know, I got one or two reports from some of the leaders, especially in the campus section. Also, I thought about some wrong happenings, one or two individuals, you know, more like data mismatch. Is it data mismatch, I'll call it, or underfitting issues? If you remember my teaching, how I align it with artificial intelligence. I say when vector storm meets the requirements, when machines perform wrongly, all right, that means the vectors did not what meet the requirements, and so the resultant effect is the machine not performing rightly, right? More like no machine has power in itself; it is the programming behind the scene that makes the machine behave the way it's behaving. Are we together? A lot of times that programming is virtual, isn't it? But it controls what is physical. So ATM is giving you money because there's a programming. As big as a machine looks, it will not produce money if there was no right programming. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? More like fulfilling what scripture says, as a man thinks in his, so is he. So your flesh is not the problem, right? I've always been saying that. There's your thinking that is what? A problem. Are we together? So, I was just more like, you know, when you train this guy, you know, it does not act the right way. What is that? Underfitting problem. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Because you have expectations, because you've trained the person. But, you know, finally you don't have underfitting problem because two things are involved here. It is either the person did not, the person did not really stay with the word of God. Alright, that was true that he heard, and ultimately or generally, the person never truly heard the word of God. Follow me carefully. So he didn't stay true to the word he heard through meditation, of course, that involves prayer in between, right? Alright, in bracket, prayer is part of meditation. Are we together? And fasting and etc. So if he didn't meditate on the truth, his experience would be like somebody that never heard the truth. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. Meanwhile, ultimately, if somebody is not acting right, the person does not know the truth. And somehow, while I was thinking this evening, I was just having this little slight argument in my heart. I said, indeed, you will not even truly know the truth until you meditate on the word. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. It's more like the three compartments of they call them ruminants, right? Animals. Four stomach chambers. Alright. I know you know the names, okay? All of you know the names of the stomach chambers, so I will not ask. But you know that when they are done eating in the afternoon, in the night, you see them still chewing the what? We did it here before, chewing the cord. You know, if you don't understand school, you understand GCMI. We used to continue. Are we together? So they call it what? Chewing the cord. So you see, in the evening or in the night, the goats will be moving their mouth. The cows will be what? Moving their mouth. So what are they eating if there is no food? You all know. Whatever they've eaten, that they've loaded in their stomach. I hope no human being is like that. Whatever they've loaded in their stomach. You know, there are some people that eat. You are wondering whether they have four stomach chambers. Have you seen people like that? They will be eating it then, later. I don't know that they used to eat that food later. But the way they used to load it at first. Those days, I used to have some friends that don't used to swallow, don't used to chew food. There's no chew the cord, they swallow the cord. They will just, you know, I call them cooler mouths. When you are doing, you know, I came to BSU one time, so I said, let me eat with some boys. And I ate, I waited. As I looked at the pot, sorry, the plate, I said, Jesus Christ. They were sweating, everything was done. From that day, I made up my mind. In fact, I knew my place as a pastor from that day. I said, I'm a pastor. I'm a man of God. I'm not supposed to be eating with you people. From henceforth, I'm going to be separating my food. You can fight war with your own food. If not, I would have died. So you see, the animals will now remove whatever they've eaten in the day and will start really doing what matters. If whatever they are loaded in the day, if the chewing the cord process doesn't happen in the night, there'll be no profit for those animals. Because at this point now in the night, while they are chewing the cord, that's when they'll get the real nutrient of what? Whatever they had eaten in the day. Are we together? And there's nothing that God does on the earth that does not have meaning. The Bible says whatever he has done in the book of Romans 1, it's to the end that we'll look at it and understand him. Because he is the idea behind everything we see on the earth. Except LGBT. Are we together? And the likes of them. He's the idea behind the goats we see. The idea behind the pig we see. Are we together? The idea behind any animal he had created upon the face of the earth. So you study. You can tell the character of God from any word, animal. And that's why the Bible said, the righteous are as what? Bold as what? A lion. You see that? Comparing the nature of God with a lion. And that's why, funny enough, one time I said, you can look at a pig, Yamgyo, and tell the character of God from a pig. Alright? Now, get serious. Some of you who think pigs are not good animals, you should be serious by this time with your lives. Okay? What the hell is wrong with you? Even to taste it, I don't need revelation. Just taste pig, you will know it's God's kind of animal. Are we together? Without revelation, just taste pig. You know God created it. The meat is sweet. See, people say, Yamla, you. Are you here this wonderful evening? All right. I heard a story that he asked a man which meat is sweeter in the world. He said, well, he has not eaten all the meat and he cannot truly really tell. But he knows that whatever is the sweetest meat, Gyodondo. You know what that means? Pig is the second. Whatever is the sweetest, he has given it to that sweetest one. But pig is the second sweetest meat. Are we together? Alright, so get serious if you think pig is unholy. You are not a serious person. Pig is holy. Alright? Peter tried pig, God showed himself. Now, there was no animal he condemned that God ever showed himself. I always used to joke about this, but think about it. The moment Peter discriminated pig, he had an encounter. The Bible said God told him, Peter, I'm not joking with you. All the animals I've created. Now, it was on the strength of pig that every animal now had peace. Are we together? Yes, so let's be serious now. Alright, so chewing the cord, right? It matters most when they are chewing the cord at night. Now that's how it is. If you look at it now, you can understand the nature of God. God doesn't think that you will get everything right now. I mean, that's why sometimes I don't even try to repeat myself. You will not get everything when I'm teaching you this evening. Until you go and meditate. How can you get it? I've known this thing for years. I've been studying it for years. You can't get every word I'm saying this evening. It's not possible. So the most serious set of people are the ones that think they'll get everything now and forget their notes when they go back home. Compare it to people who fail exams. Yes, people who fail exams. That's how they behave. That's why there's a saying that says the most fainted word. Ink, ba? Is better than what? Yeah? They are assuming too much, okay? But it's a little bit close. It's not sharper than the memory. But in the light of what they are trying to say is that when you jot things, you what? Remember. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And it's true. It's true. How many of you have forgotten something before? Huh? How many of you have even heard something that you are looking for before? At all. So why will you not be now, these are spiritual things. You go to your classes, you write notes, and that's why you pass. You know, sometimes when we say this thing, we are feeling one kind, because some people don't even write notes. They are feeling in school. So when we are saying if you write notes, they will not be even there. Pastor, I know they don't click. Write notes. You will pass in life. The exam of life is bigger than the exams of school. Even though you should take that one too, very important. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Because there are exams in this world. I hope you know that. Get what I'm trying to say. You'll be faced with trial, whether you like it or not, whether you smile or not, whether you are fine or not, whether you make up or not, whether you look good or not, whether you dress well or not, trials must hit you. Have you ever heard that before? That's why you must have, you must already be prepared. See, whether you like it or not, tomorrow, next tomorrow, you'll be faced with trial. God likes it when he comes for you. So if it's God you are going to pray for him not to come, you are wasting your time. He's the one that opened door for them to come. And it's because he wants to brag with you. You know, people a lot of times get it wrong when trials come. They begin to, you know, once one thing just happened, it will just scatter their faith. You are not making God proud. Remember what Job, you know, Satan told the Lord. He said, your servant Job, right? You protect him, that is why, blah, blah, blah. And God said, okay, go and try. That paints the character of God. That simply means God will always say, go and try. What if this wonderful evening God has said, let him come and try you after church? But the Bible says something very beautiful, that there is no trial that has come to you beyond your what? Ability to what? Overcome. So let him come, because you can overcome. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are so powerful, you can overcome. You're on the rock. And that's why Paul said, I can do all things. Alright? So men, I believe, like I was trying to say, that you will never truly understand the word of God until you what? Meditate on the word. So now what I'm trying to say is that instead of saying some don't meditate on the word, which is quite true, I'm saying, you know, I had two categories. Some don't know the word entirely. That is why they fully pray to the devil, right? I say some have the word, but they are not what? Meditating on it. That is why they fully pray to the devil. Yeah, this is both of them are true, but for this second one that I just said now, I can say you truly not even understand the word of God until you what? Meditate on the word. And that's why I brought the chewing the cord process there. Can you remember now? I'm saying if you truly don't meditate on the word, you will not really understand the revelation of the word. You know, it will not hit you personally. You need a personal understanding of what I'm sharing with you this evening. When I'm done, you don't go home and just leverage on what you heard in church. You must try to understand what I've said. And that's why we have these messages recorded. You can't just go home and say you want to do life carelessly, haphazardly. You must be listening to sermons. Alright? Listening to sermons. And somebody may say, but there's the Bible, I'll go and read the Bible. No one is against the Bible. But you'll be funny to want to carry the Bible and say, I just want to understand the Bible alone. The Bible says, others labor and went into their rest. You see, that you carry the Bible and that you are listening to sermons does not mean you are not studying the Bible. You see, because you have the Holy Spirit. Alright? And if something is not right, of course, when you're hearing a sermon, you should be looking at your Bible to compare. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And if it's not right, the Holy Ghost will bear witness that that's not the truth. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? But it shortens the journey for learning. There's a Chinese proverb that says, a good teacher is worth hundreds of books. One good teacher is worth what? Hundreds of books. We do things, for instance, as tech people. Somebody can come in a day and know everything I know. That's why a lot of times it pains us to share knowledge. Most people in tech don't share knowledge. They will tell you that they'll do it for you. If you have interfaced with most of them, no matter, they'll just tell you, I'm going to do it. They will not share the knowledge. It took them so much to understand it. But there are times we have taught people that are very close to us, maybe a dear friend who had done something for us, recommended somebody, and he comes and in less than 20 minutes he knows everything. And it's paining us, but we cannot do anything about it. Because that one good turn deserves what? Another. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I mean, I've spent so many years to understand this. That is why sometimes in my sermon, you will hear me say things like, you people are lucky. Have you heard me say things like that before? You are a very blessed people. You know, when Peter said you are the Christos, Jesus said, you are blessed. For me, why I'm saying you are blessed is because of, I'm not saying that that is what translated to me understanding. You know, sometimes men of God, they mistaken some hard seasons of their life, thinking probably that's why they got the results they have. Alright? Let me give you an instance. If you are going this path by your initiative, without the help of the Holy Spirit, but where you intend to go to is this path, will you not still go this path? You go. Because you are not listening to the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Now when you get there, you will not see what you are looking for. Alright? So what would the Holy Spirit do? You have to bring you back so that you follow this road. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain. That coming back to doing what is right now is what makes a lot of people, you know, that's what they will describe. I know what I went through. But you see, you cost yourself these mistakes. Do you know the children of Israel were not supposed to stay 40 years? But their hearts were see so hardened. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So it's not like they were not supposed to be interfaced with some trials. But they extended it. Alright? Because of their disobedience. Because of their mindset. And so there was need for them to be there for 40 years. So that their mindset would be changed. That time has nothing to do with that too. It was because of their what? Unwillingness. That they had to spend so much time. And that's how it is in life. Whether you like it or not. Some people spend so much time in the wilderness than other people. Because they are stubborn. Like I said last Sunday, being very fair, why do you think God should give you so much power and influence when you don't respect power and influence? Huh? I don't know if I crammed that scripture. But let me show you a scripture. Let me see if I can see it. I came across the scripture today. I was very excited. All right, Matthew 25:21. Before we continue. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said to him, well done, what? You were what? I make you what? Enter into what? Alright, so he was faithful over small things. Now he is a ruler over what? Everything. You see that? So why do you think you should be a ruler over everything when you are not faithful in small things? It's not, God is not an emotional, well, let me not say it like that. God laughs. God get excited. The Bible even said you can grieve the Holy Spirit. But God does not have emotional mismanagement problem. You know, some people have emotional mismanagement problem. Like I used to say in my own word, they cannot manage their emotion. The slightest trial, they will start crying. the slightest issue, they'll give up. I saw a post today and I started smiling. It was one of our members here. And I was also on TikTok, so I saw some people that followed me. So I was like, is it this person that is there? So I clicked the video and the person was preaching. I said, let me hear my daughter or my son in the feet. Powerful sermon. You know, I was checking my notes and I heard what Prophet said about trials. I want to tell you that that person even said what I'm trying to teach you to an extent today, even though I had plans. I was so sure I'm supposed to expound on it. So I'm expounding on the person's teaching. That's what I'm trying to say this evening. Trials and temptation, you know, sometimes prophets say, if you are worried, you don't know God. And I thought about it. I said, that's true. Expounded. And I just looked at it. And I started laughing. I just was laughing at the Holy Ghost. Not like mock, but I was excited. You know, I was really excited. It was a powerful session. But even the person now is a victim of what the person preached. Currently, I'm dealing with the case. Alright? So you now, the person currently full of worries, full of troubles in the head. Almost seeming confused to me. Alright, my children, so when I tell you are confused, believe it. I don't gain anything by telling you are confused. You truly are confused. Hallelujah to Jesus. And but I had the joy of the Spirit so strong in my heart. Then I remember what Jesus told Peter. He said, Peter, the devil will try to get you. But I've prayed for you that your faith will not fail. So I say, wait a minute. What does it mean for somebody's faith not to fail? Because Peter denied Jesus how many times? But finally, Peter's faith did not fail in that he didn't condemn himself. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. So if Peter had said, oh, I denied Jesus 3 times, oh, God, blah, 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 God, crucify me, finish me for that, then his faith has failed. But Peter, the Bible is trying to make us understand, or Jesus is trying to make us understand, that sometimes you are in a journey of faith and you can fail sometimes. Alright? Or make mistakes sometimes. Let me use make mistakes first before fail. Okay? But that doesn't mean that you have failed in that journey of faith until you give up on yourself. Until you allow guilt to finish you. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Now, it's not God's will that you should make the mistake, but of course, a lot of times people still make the mistake. Peter made the mistake. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He denied Jesus 3 times. But Jesus already prayed that his faith will not fail, in that he will not be condemned. He will not condemn himself if Satan tries to bring guilt to him, because Satan did it. He cried, but he asked God for forgiveness. He received mercy. He received forgiveness of sins. And he still became the head of the church. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Alright? Now, this is me, maybe in between the lines of the message, saying, don't condemn yourself. You can be on this faith journey and make some mistakes sometimes, which is not God's will. But that doesn't mean that your faith has what? Failed. Until you allow guilt to finish you. Or Satan to finish you through what? Guilt. And that's why the Lord said to us in 1 John 2, he said, if your heart condemns you, he said, for God is what? Greater than your heart. Meaning God will never be the one to condemn you. And you see, a lot of times I always tell people, don't assume growth. Tell somebody, don't assume growth. Grow rather. If you are not grown, you are not grown. And that's why mostly I tell pastors and leaders, I said, nobody makes you a leader because you are so much on fire. Yeah, we agree, we check some factors. If the Lord's hand is upon you, we check whether you are behaving well and the rest, because we don't want to be part of your problems already. Okay? But it doesn't mean that you are perfect in your work with God. That's why you became a leader. A lot of times the reason why we anointed you a leader is because we know we can edit. We can correct you when you are wrong. It is because you are under mastery. You are under authority. You want to be under authority. You are somebody that can be spoken to, corrected. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If you have that virtues in you, even though God calls you to become a leader, people like me are not scared to call you into leadership. Because I know the moment you are not getting it right, if I say don't do that, you wouldn't do that. I don't know that you people are getting up trying to explain. Not because you are necessarily perfect. There's a saying that says, God does not look for the perfect. There's a way they say it, but he equips the called. He does not what? Call the equipped, but he what? Equips the call. I listened to Ketron Coleman years ago. She said, God is not looking for golden or silver vessels. That God is looking for rather what? Yielded vessels. Vessels that could be can be yielded to God. That's what he's looking for. Not golden necessarily, not silver. Meaning, you must not be packaged. Just come the way that you are. Are you all listening to me tonight? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. So, people get excited when the word comes. Like, as you are listening to me now, you are excited. For a moment, sometimes some people become victim after a moment. When they leave, James says, they become forgetful hearers of the word. Why are they forgetting now? Because of the cares of this world. Something happens to them. You know, make up your mind that nothing has authority to take you out of the faith. Nothing has authority. Listen, if my car burns now outside, I will still be intact. Now, I'm not praying for my car to burn. If my car explodes right now, it can't take my faith. I will take back home. Now, make up your mind. Let Satan knows that you have imagined the worst case scenario and you are still not moved. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, there's nothing that Satan can use in this world to make me scared. Pastor Simon, okay, what if your wife dies? You will move. No, this case is different. Satan cannot kill my wife. They did not burn him well. Now, because I'm doing my assignment, do you get what I'm trying to say? Huh? I'm doing my assignment. What is my assignment? I pray in the spirit. Whether I feel like it or not, I must pray. Because for everything to be okay, it is tied to my prayer. Thou shalt make thy path. Thou shalt have. If thou meditate on the word of God by not allowing it, leave your mouth and your day and night. So no matter the money I'm about to make, the first thing I do is not to open my laptop. It's not to do anything. It's to pray in the spirit. He's the only one that knows how the day will go. Then I arrange how the day should go for me by partnering with the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. Then when I go out there, I know anything that I face is working together for my good. Anything. Now that's how you think as a child of God. The Bible says if you trust in the Lord, you are as Mount Zion. You can never be shaken. Never. Say, I can never be shaken. And that settles everything. That this now becomes the predominant ideology in your soul. It determines the flow of everything in your life. Since I think like this, no wrong thing can happen to me. And when it seems like a wrong thing, it is working for my good. That's how you think as a child of God. Satan fears you when you begin to think like this. He runs away from you. And you are not just being a mental assenter. You are not just excited with the word. You mean what you are saying. Alright? Somewhere in my note, I was trying to make it clear how that being optimistic is not faith. I've said this several times. Your faith must be anchored on substance, spiritual substance. I'm talking about Christ. Faith is what? Huh? Faith is what? I said something. We all face seasons where life hits so hard. But our faith feels like a flickering candle in a hurricane. In those moments, we look inward for strength only to find our own resolve is fragile, meaning weak. The narrative changes completely when we realize our faith doesn't depend on our perfection. It depends on our foundation. Somebody say foundation. If you are built on the wrong thing, a storm will destroy you. But if you are anchored to the chief cornerstone, your faith will stand. Say, my faith will stand. But the most astonishing thing is that the stone that the builders rejected is the stone that has become the chief cornerstone. Do you know why it's so astonishing? Builders rejected the stone. The Lord give you understanding. Do you all understand what I just said? Are you sure? So what did I say is the most astonishing thing here? Now I'll show you through the words of Paul. I think it's 1 Corinthians 3:10. So 1 Corinthians 3:10. Paul the apostle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we read it? Can we read it? 1, 2, 3. Wait. According to the grace of God. Now, who is Paul calling builders? Okay, to make it more clear, because I think you people in this church like evidence. You are God's building. What scripture is that? I think it's still here. You are God's building, right? 9. Yes, 9:9:9. Let's read together. 1, 2, read. For we are God's fellow workers. Other renditions say God's fellow builders as a fivefold. What we are building is not house, it's human beings. Are we together? We are building human beings. And that's why the Bible says perfecting of the saints. Are we together? It said, then you who are the members are God's field. You are God's building. Alright, so now I'm saying that the stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. In other words, people who ought to be building people have rejected the foundation of what they need to build people. Does that ring a bell? And it's the most dangerous thing that can happen to humanity. As I'm standing right here this evening, I have no regards for wrong doctrine. I have no little regards for wrong doctrine. I have regards for men, but I have little or no regards. Let me forget this scientific term. I'm talking about vacuoling, like plant cells. So, you know, they say little or no vacuum. I have no regard for sound doctrine, for wrong doctrine, sorry. Any slight wrong doctrine, I discard it. Do you know why? The Bible says, guard your heart with what? All diligence. You think God is mad for saying that? He said, for from it flows, the word issues there in Hebrew means the extent of your life. So why should I joke with what gets into my head? With what I see and hear? And that's why if you come to my house and play worldly song, I drive you and your ancestors back to your village. You can't try that. You can't play wrong things around my daughter or son. Baby Jesus is coming. Alright? You can't. I'm not emotional to say, hey, yeah, stay. You leave that night. And if it's 2 a.m., we rent you a hotel. Until we're sure that you have gone through some righteous penance that will bring you back. I have little or no affinity, regard for wrong doctrine. And some people think we're mad. See what is happening in the body of Christ. Sometimes I feel ashamed. You see people arguing and arguing and arguing. And sometimes it's very distorted and haphazard, and that's why I feel ashamed. But originally, it is prophetic. You know, I hear people say, I don't know what is happening in the Nigerian church. People just, they argue. It is happening everywhere. In the US, pastors are not agreeing on certain topic. This thing did not start today. Even in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Go check the book of Acts. We won the days of the book of Acts. They argued in the book of Acts. So that's why you are seeing it right now. Are we together? If the church stop arguing, it will become more powerful. Well, I agree. But if you mean stop arguing and agreeing to lies, then it will never become powerful. Because if every builder is not majoring on the chief cornerstone, then what are you building? It may look exciting, but Jesus' mindset is this: destroy this in 3 days, what? And it's not something like present continuous right now. He's done it. The Bible says he spoke about in John 2, his body. Because for him now, the body he was carrying at that time was the body of the fallen man. First Corinthians, Hebrews 5 and 10, right? From verse 1, you have no delight in anything, human offerings. Then verse 5 says, a body had that word prepared for me. So as he destroys that old body, a new one will metamorphose, isn't it? And of course, there will be a connection with the old one, right? So that we humans will understand that it is possible to have some scars from the past and still live a glorious life today. Get the connection. He said, look at my hand. Right? Now there was nail. There was a scar, right? Isn't it? And etc. So when they said, you know, I wanted to laugh. But I'm not trying to mock. Just give me some small grace to laugh. One small laugh. Because I know somebody, a preacher said that was a tattoo. But I'm not trying to mock. I promise. So I want to continue. Alright? I hope that grace is accepted in the realm of the Spirit for me. So Lord, thank you. Now let's continue the message. I think that, you know, they quoted this part of scripture in the book of Revelation. And they said it was, there was a sign of nail. There was, give me that English, there was what? Scar. So Jesus said, look at it. Is this same Jesus that they nailed that you are seeing now? Look at this so that you can trace my body. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Huh? And some of you think you start living holy life when there's a new body that comes upon you. In the parousia, a new body will wear and piam. Then all this addiction and bad things will stop. No. Say, I've got a new body. And that doesn't mean you will not see traces of some things from your past life. You know, probably when you were living a bad life, you entered to stole mango and had a cut. Huh? I say I have one very big cut on my knee here. I think I went to do one rough thing somewhere. I can't remember, but it was a bad thing. So when I was jumping, I just landed. Boom. And I had the wound. I remember the wound was so deep, I could not tell my father because how did I get it? It was a wrong way. So he just observed me. And called me to come. He said, let me see. And I raised it. They shouted and rushed me to the hospital. He's still there now. I still remember it. And I still see the Satan. When I remember, wait, let me put it like this. I remember it. I remember the event, but I don't feel bad about the event. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. Jesus showed us the scar, right? They knew what transpired there, what happened, yet there was no effect. He was not feeling any pain. Somebody say, no pain from my past in the name of Jesus. Yes. What I'm trying to say is that you can leave this service and see your ex, alright? That your ex in the world, right? Alright, nobody has ex here. That's a beautiful thing. Let me give you an instance. There was this lady I saw one night when I was going home as a student. She wore one shine cloth like that. The skirt was stopping like here. So I used to have a good relationship with this security man. So they would not allow, ordinarily, you know, you will not leave when it's after 12. If you had tried that before, they'll tell you to go back, right? So because of the small relationship we have, they said I can go. I just told them I wanted to do TDB. You know that kind of thing that you change your mind as they can. Make I go sleep. This book not going to enter. So I just changed my mind. As I was going out, Nobody on the road. So I have this culture of walking on in the middle, so that in case you are coming, I know how to stand well and, you know, deal with you and all that. All right. So I was walking in the middle. You know, that time no street lights. Thank God for street light now. People are enjoying my cordial. Just put your torch like this and be going and be looking at everybody. And I saw the lady just came out and held her shoe and bag and was just like this. And you know, and I'm sad. When I saw her, I said, I remember some story about Mami Ota in this school. Am I experiencing one right now? And she was wearing shine cloth. Do you understand? Around 1 a.m., a bit to 1, you are seeing somebody in shine cloth. The cloth is shining your eye. With bike pass to shine, pew! And you are stopping bike are not allowing you to stop. They are just moving, pew, 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 pew. So you are like, what am I into? But that was an easier battle if it was Mami Ota compared to somebody holding God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know? So, that was not just the point. Now, the lady who I thought was Mami Ota was now coming towards me. See, problem. So, as she came, I moved. Say, please help me. I say, hey. You know, you now start thinking of a storyline. That's how they will do. When you come now, then one snake will just come up from the map. Well, I didn't really think so deep, but I just felt like it was something crazy. I honestly thought something was wrong with that lady. Because what kind of gown is that? Shine. You are not who. What kind of thing is that by 1 a.m.? Who dresses like that by 1 a.m.? And has the impetus to come outside on the road if you are innocent? And so she was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not anything you think that I am. I came here to greet one of my friends. She said, friend. I knew it was boyfriend. My friend. But there are like 3-4 in the house. So I had to run away. You see? The boy told her to come. But he had company. And when she entered, when she just raised her head and saw company. You know, like the Bible says, we're in an innumerable much. And she said, Jesus Christ. So she ordered to run for her life. And I say, how old are you? Conversation I've started. I am 17, I'll be 16, I can't really remember. Not up to 18. Or struggling to enter 18. Maybe 17.5. Thereabouts. I said, and you come out to see boy. What if it was only one? This kind of dress you wore. I've started preaching already. Means you want something. I said, I know. I'm sorry. She was telling me I'm sorry. Because now on the road, she don't know that they will catch her and beat her. So she and I'm even disappointed because I don't know what she saw in me that can protect her from that road. But we're moving, because if you see me that time, see how I'm looking now. Imagine me that time. Static, constant. Even my Matisse mom, she will hear this sermon. She has thrown me shade. I heard recently, they say I used to eat. I don't used to get fat. Now I've heard. I'm just saying it because she watched sermon very well. I heard what your daughter said to me. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's true. And you are very right. I eat a lot. But not the way your mom is thinking. I eat. But I don't just know what is happening. So I've been like this for a long time. And I will give God praise. You know, recently my tailor said I need to come and do another measurement. Because my neck. The thing used to tighten my neck. Amen. I was very happy. I went there and said, people, they grow every time. My brother, how are you now? You know, I'm married now. So, I was so happy. I said, man of God, yeah, you know. In fact, your trousers serve the others. I said, I beg, do this thing. So, we have to increase the measurement. I go grow again, you know. So, I'd been like that. And we were going. I was advising her. So, I told her, move, just stay in the front. I'm at the back. Don't worry. As we're going, one man with his SUV just stopped. Is a young man, come. I did not answer him. Is she your sister? I didn't answer him. Abi, she's your girlfriend? I did not answer him. I will give you money. I want to carry her. You know, there are people, there are a lot of sick people in this world. There are a lot of what? Sick people. Such a man is sick. That's why you see, if that man did not get money God's way, he got money the wrong way. Because God knows the end from the beginning. Such a man, they've destroyed themselves. For you know, HIV has finished him. That's how they kill themselves. That's why if God wants them to live long, he makes them poor. In fact, God is the one blocking the money like goalkeeper. Because he knows what will happen to them if they have money. I did not say one word. He got embarrassed and he left. When we got to the Villa Sud, that time they used to shoot gun very well. So she started crying that I should help her to get to Father Tansy. You know Father Tansy? I should help her because the boy is there. I said, God, my life is in your hand. I tell you the truth. After one, I was walking to Father Tansy with this lady. I just told God, my life is in your hand. We went there, but I don't know how God does this thing. Those boys know me very well. So when I was just saying, Pastor. See, like God there, she said, this is my house. I said, okay, bless you, sin no more. Said, thank you. And she ran inside her house. And I started going back. I said, and nothing happened, truly. But you see, why I said that is because probably such a lady now may be sitting in this church. And when I said something about X, probably she would have not raised her hand too. Alright? And maybe there are some people like that in this church. But only God knows you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So back to our sermon. I said all this to continue my sermon. To justify my example. Are we together? So you are seated here right now and you are like that lady. You have problems. Like you had all those problems. They dealt with you. Men dealt with you. You are seated here. If you pass and see those men move confidently. The sky is there. No effect. Shout glory. I didn't say that to condemn. So don't get me wrong. The sky is there. What? No effect. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, I heard a report. They say a lady who repented, she had misbehaved with several men, and they have videos of her and the men, and the men, so shameless, are threatening her to give them money so that they will not release the videos. And I started laughing. I said, tell them to release the videos. Since they want to be in public too. And maybe the lady, you come and meet me and say, sir, they want to release this video. Give me 10 million. Am I mad? Even 500 naira, I will not give you. If it's that one that will make them to release the video, let them release it. Let them release sharp. Let the world hear me, or in case anybody will have that kind of problem in the world. If you are coming to me, know that me, I will not give. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't be foolish. Then I said, I think the person handling the case said, she should block them. That's right, block them. And move forward. If you see them in the future somewhere, if they are laughing, keep on moving. Your paths are God in Jesus Christ. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? You know, I heard these stupid things. They say some ladies, they are always entangled by their first love. Have you heard that thing before? I say if the first love called them, they will just be like, everything will just go away. They now call it one nice name. You will call a demonic influence, give it a nice English name. That's the problem with this generation. Saying a soul tie. Soul tie. See how it sounds so nice. What is soul tie? They tie your soul. So they tie your soul. Who tie your soul? Do you know, I don't remember the name of the first lady that I mistakenly or coincidentally said I love. I can't remember her name. I've been trying to remember that girl's name for a long time. It was a coincidence. We didn't know what we were doing. I can tell around where she stays in the back, but I don't. In fact, I love you, ma. It's not as serious I love you. It's just that she was bringing money to us that time. So we had to say I love you so that the money will keep on coming. It's not like we mean it. You know, those days were stupid. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But we repented. So she'll be bringing every break. She'll bring Mountain Dew. And if it's you, Mountain Dew and plenty donut. If it's you, will you not just say I love you and keep on eating this thing? You know what Mountain Dew meant that time to me? Well, I'm not saying do that now. For they go and play someone. You know, wicked bloggers say the prophet say, they are giving you. I'm talking about before. I can't even remember. Are we together? As some people will say, my first love. Stop it. It's a lie. They will now pour the lie. Everybody will now be saying, hey, they say first love, no, they die. Oh God, what will I now do? You don't want to have the problem. You are creating a problem for yourself. You just receive rubbish as truth. See, even if you marry, you'll still be thinking of the first man you had something with. Hey, rubbish. You believe it and give Satan mastery over your life. So if I'm talking to you, if you're under the sound of my voice, I know many of you are here, I'm not saying rubbish. When God starts talking to me like this, I know I'm talking to human beings. Even though you are all pretending that you are not the one. Forget that boy. Oh, forget that. Boys have, I trust boys. Boys have forgotten things. Girls. Men used to forget sharp sharp, except men like Benjamin, probably. Forget. Very emotional man. You know, a man that can help a lady hold back, you think is a joke? One day I saw him holding Miriam's back. I said, what's it happened? He says, no, sir, I'm just helping her. I say, why? Is it us you want to intimidate in this church? I don't even hold Mama T's back. You want to show, you want to prove something? I say, we turn that back now. Be a serious man, be a tough man. No, 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 we can't take that. So such a man will always remember his first love. But of course, that tie is broken in the name of Jesus. So don't allow those things to get to your heart. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Like years ago, I had an experience. I don't know if I shared it here. A lady called me on a wedding night. Firstly, we had an agreement that I will not come for the wedding. They say I should not come. Me too, I agree before they even said it. Because the lady, ladies are very emotional people. You know, the experience goes like this. This lady became born again. I can't say because of me. But I was involved in that salvation story. When I became so serious with God, she now came to look for me where I was serious with God. Then my spiritual father, very wonderful person, when she came, I was avoiding her. He now called her and said, what's your name? She mentioned her name. He said, okay. She now said she wants to be born again. His problem is not my problem. He didn't care what problem I had. In my heart, I was like, leave our church. I want to be serious with God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Spiritual father, I've collected spiritual daughter. So she's my spiritual sister now. Oh my God. Problem. And my spiritual father said, I must respect her well. He called me and said, this is your spiritual. You have to. I said, sir, she's following me for. He said, shut up. I don't care what you are. Respect her. She's a child of God. We have won his soul. Is that clear? Yes, sir. He said, sir, you don't know this soul you have won. You don't know this soul we have won in this church. The pursuit continued in the realm of the spirit too. So he was like, with time, it will die. He told me that when she grew, and of course, finally she matured and it stopped. It took a long time. Even after he died, she continued. I remember one time I was hearing a story. They said they did this thing. They wrote names inside paper. And they poured it and they prayed in tongues. They now say everybody should choose one name. That's their husband. Thank you, Jesus. And she picked my name. So they had a click. You know, ladies in church can do those stupid things. You see them in the house where we gather themselves. They've marked their husbands in church. Say, now you go marry Sonny. Now you go marry Oche. Now you go marry. So I am seen in the spirit. God, they show me your chair for your head. I see him. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. But he no go here. He no catch the thing for spirit. He no go know. Now another person in eye day. He no go see him. We all don't see him here. Why did he no go know? He's not aligned. Shameful things some spiritual ladies do. In between the story, let me say this other one. A young man became born again. He didn't know that spiritual ladies in the church can be like that. After a while, when it was seeming like his faith is what God will be promising, one lady who has been an egg-born in the church. You know what? See, I did my hand. Those ladies that pray like me, they pray like lebo, but do God, do God. Men are raising shoulder. You just see their own is static. When they are even walking on the road, sister. Oh, their names are like sister. I will not call names. Well, they graduate almost instantly to mama. There's mama of the church. You know, mama. Now, mama, tell me. You don't say which mama. Okay, no, now mama. Now pray you. So there's a way they begin to dress like mommy Jews. If you observe them in the church, there's mommy Jew and there's sub mommy Jew. And we're not against their dressing, right? We're just. Then there must be a daddy Jew in that ministry that will marry them. You know, I heard a case of a man of God. The woman of God was sharing is that the man married a lady who was behaving like that in the church. And when they got married, the lady now told her that she's not seeing herself under any ministry. That if he doesn't start his ministry, she'll have to go because God called her for a global ministry. You know, say, this is where I see myself forever. So she said, no, you are in the wrong place. I see myself leading women. Are you seeing problem now? So the man is like, no, God did not tell me. He said, no. So any fervent, not every fervent lady in church is a mama. And let me tell you people, stop those things. Don't be in church and look at somebody and say, mama. Mm-mm, follow order. You are the ones who are causing trouble. Like, there are plenty stories to do. One time, a lady in church, at church, when I picked who to marry, then another person here, that one used to visit us and go. I heard that pastor has finally, I don't even know how to put the English, but let me put it the way people were expecting, I'll finally pick. As if I can have, if they pick, did I even pick? I mean, they pick me because the way this woman misbehaved that time, I was asking her, I think she's the one that picked me. But they thought I pick. She misbehaved. She showed herself. Why she say she agree? I didn't answer. I just moved my thing and left. Because how can me come? I leave the anointing and come into the flesh and say I love you. I know where I left to say I love you. The concentration of the anointing, I walked out of it. I said, let me talk to men mortals. I love you. And she left me. I enter my spirit and move my thing. When she came back, I said, I have no delight in the flesh. She begged. But I finally resolved to give it a try. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. So the lady now called one of our ladies in church. I said, yeah, Pastor Simon, he picked this other person? Say, yes. That's rubbish. Now, what kind of life is that? That's right. Why will he do like that when you are there? You know, when I was hearing the story from the person, because the same lady doing so well for God came and told me, I was so excited giving Jesus praise. You know, I was giving Jesus praise. Thank God for the training she has and for the heart she has. If she was not well cultured, we have started fights. We have done the battle line. Before you know, it's trouble you'll be seeing in church. And that was one thing I never wanted to ever imagine. That is why I never gave any human being a clue that I was interested. God knows my heart. And if you are close to me, you will know it's the truth. There was nothing that can suggest that prophet is interested in this person, prophet. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm being real. Not even WhatsApp chats. There was nothing like, how was your day? It was, okay, was it done in church? That was it. So that your future husband, when you see our chat, you'll be glad I'm your pastor. There was nothing like, oh, what did you eat today? Nobody had asked me that kind of question. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm not trying to brag in the flesh. I'm telling you fact. And I think everybody should be like that. Don't raise people's hope high unnecessarily. Because if I had done that, imagine what trouble this event would have caused. And the lady said, no. That was the last day they stopped talking with that lady. Because she couldn't allow that destruction happen through her heart. She stood up and left the lady. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I gave God praise for the whole thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. And we continued. Amen. So you see, for the first story I was speaking about, finally, you know, when they pick all those things, they pick. Okay, I think I was going back. There was a guy I was speaking about. The lady now told him that she sent him a message. Thus says the Holy Ghost, that you are the choosing one. You are the one. You are the one. And this guy is already seeing another lady in the church. Now, you know what the most surprising part of the story? I don't know if it will be surprising to you people. But to me, that was the greatest joke of my life. You know what the greatest joke was? This guy came to me and was, not just came to me, he was worried that he was in the wrong decision because of what that mammalic spirit said. So he was not bothered. Pastor, I think, you know, the statue of the lady made him to check his conviction again. That lady was too statured to bow down to love, and me, I will not agree. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now then the love pass. In case you've not heard this. You know, one time a friend of mine called me. I led him to Christ. He had a very terrible experience. I get sick when I hear things like that. Two best friend, woman, scattered the relationship. Best friend in church. How did it happen? She started dating the guy. She told the friend that God said they started dating. When she finished with the boy, I don't know whatever she finished, she left him. She started with this my friend now. We're secondary school classmate before I led him to Christ. Told him that God said, so they started. He believed. He didn't tell me, you know, when they want to do baptism, they will not be telling. If he's watching my, he knows. They will not be telling people. It's when the tears are scattered, they'll come and be talking. God, they know I will say it's a lie. They know me. I don't used to fear God say, except God really say. You didn't get what I said, but except God really what? If not, I don't fear Thus says the Lord until truly the Lord said it. Some people can lie with Thus says the Lord. And finally she dumped him. That was just the truth. If he's hearing me, we'll laugh after service because it's the truth. And how do we say it? So she now carried the friend. Alright, his best friend. I don't know how best friends exist like that. Your best friend, babe, is who you are dating now. People have mind though. And the boy was very happy. Now he's like, see, I better leave my relationship. He's now warning his best friend to avoid his relationship. Now, logically, I've told you people something in this church. I said I've observed a trend. Except you are spiritual. Most ladies, right, especially from my observation, psychologically, logically, I've observed. If you see two ladies who are best friends, they know themselves more than everybody. They know the good side of themselves. They know the bad side, the proud side. They know everything about their life. They know the things the lady, maybe you know your friend has high days, probably. And finally your friend now decides to love one boy. Even you will be wondering, waiting there, this boy, where this girl is like. A lot of times you see ladies liking the boyfriend of their friend. I've seen that. I've judged cases like that several. Logical, except they are really born again. That's why you see ladies a lot of times will be telling you that I don't want you to be talking with my best friend. Why? Because they carried the chat and saw the kind of chat people are chatting. Which one is switch to video call? Let me see your face today. For best friend. It happens. And that's why it is you people that are saved, or you that know the Lord. If not, there's a problem out there. And now while they were dating with this guy, this one was serious. You know that season you'd be serious with the Lord. He was serious with the Lord. He was winning souls. Oh my God. He win way to no good. He was so fervent in the Lord. Because now he had no delight in the flesh. He was just serious with God. Heavily go. Winning soul. You know that thing when they break your heart? Have they broken your heart before? Alright. That's when they break your heart. You are expecting, maybe you are liking somebody in the church. Let me take for instance that Pastor Rome now is liking somebody in the church. So he has, yes, in fact, proud, maybe he has pride now. He has figured out that it has worked. So he says, okay, let me start talking with this person. Then the person is not even answering him. Come on, chat, man. They don't give chat like, how are you? They did not say fine. You don't call now, they miss the call, they do not return call. But your expectation was high. The Bible says faith deferred. It's like you understand what I'm trying to say, man. There's a way it did. Kind of brother as well. Bible says faith deferred. You have not seen human beings like that. That you are saying something, they're like, hi. They understand it. Faith deferred maketh the heart sick. So at that point, you see they are sick. You just see them just face the Lord. You think they are okay, well, because of this, they are fervency in the things of God. It's sickness. The day the lady will say, hi, what were you saying the other time? That fervency will just go away. But more like replacing. It's not something built on the rock. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So I'm going somewhere. Just like some ladies. I'm saying some deep things, though, but don't get it wrong, because I'm laughing. Some ladies who they break their hearts. They love this guy very well. The guy finally chooses somebody else to marry. They now say, bring any man and let me marry. Anyone I'm marrying, I'm angry. You are doing yourself. I think I solved a case like that. Was it solved? I didn't even solve. I saw a case like that. I couldn't solve it. The case look at me like this and pass and happen. They were, and that's why I always advise, don't be unnecessarily close to yourselves. So are we not Glory Careers members? Can't we just visit ourselves? Are we not brothers and sisters in Christ? I know if you come, your house can't chop food. So because you are Glory Careers members, your laws are different, isn't it? After all, the Bible says the laws of the spirits work at contrary, isn't it? It's funny. Because sometimes when you put these regulations on, people who think they know more than pastor. Pastor, how can a man of God be saying we should not even visit each other? I beg, Oche, when have you come your side? They know, nobody needs to know. No, just to share the word. Make you explain that vision why I see. I don't know why Pastor Peter, Pastor Andy, why are they hard on us? Now I saw them take Mary. Now I saw. So Pastor Kelechi won't talk, say, since Pastor Andy did him. I beg, those hypocrisy, you're too plenty for that church, Terry. Hallelujah to Jesus. And they begin to assume things. Even me, man, maybe they've assumed, who knows? So forget when a prophet, did they look like that? Oh, it will shock you. They'll just be assuming things in their heart. Not knowing that these things are for your good. Other people are not doing it. Go to the ministries and see how life is there. It is not all that glitters that is good. Some of you don't have the confidence to know what is right and follow it. It is what other people are doing you want to do. Not what is right. That's the problem we're often having with Nigerian church, especially the young ministers. You want to just copy what is trending, not what is true. Hallelujah to Jesus. Before you know it, wrong things are happening. Whether you are creating a bond, it's the law of life. You talk to her every day. Start talking with somebody's wife every day and see. You will find yourself liking somebody's wife. You and Mama Joyce, how far? So, why did I use Joyce God? Give me a name. Mama Anna. Is there Anna in this church? I think there's Hannah in this church. Mama Ngozi, how are you? You're a young man, oh. Mama Ngozi, you people are talking. In fact, if you like, be the best friend of her husband. Be talking every day. One day you see that you cannot sleep without messaging Mama Ngozi. Yeah, I won't say Mama Ngozi, oh. Mama Ngozi, I couldn't just sleep. I wanted to hear your voice. You are now becoming. You think, but you see, you were following a law. You were obeying a law. You were communicating consistently. Some of you, the people you love today, you don't love them. It's communication problem that you have. I don't know whether you get what I just said. You don't communicate too much. You think you are in love. You are not in love. Don't worry, it will soon clear. You just ask yourself, where am I? How did I get here? Where did I follow before I got here? I start calling your friends. Why do you allow me to? What happened? we've been telling you, you know, here now. We've been telling you, you know, here. After all, love is what they say. Even Solomon, in his writings, he looked at everything that was happening. When he saw the way human beings was behaving, he just penned down something. Love is more powerful than death. Powerful than death. Meaning, if somebody is in love, just bow your knees and start praying. I always tell pastor, you don't enter love. They say, no. Okay, let's trust God, they don't enter. If you, they just enter the Lord, I'll just tell them, no, don't advise again. Advice does not enter. Now, your job is prayer. Pray all kinds of prayer. You know that part of scripture that says, pray with all forms of prayer. That's where you start doing it for that kind of human being. You solve other cases with laboring hands, suffering hands. Even though somebody swallowed lion, that's how you pray. It will solve the problem. But if it's somebody that has fallen in love, keep everything aside. That's how you should be praying. Because that problem is a serious problem. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You will talk here to come out here. See, that guy is not good for you. Okay, that lady is not good for you. They'll be doing like this. When they finish, they will send you invitation card for wedding. Then you that advise them, you will not see their caption when they married. Many people thought we will not do it, but we made it. Who are you talking to? You know, one day I heard Pastor Chris with the kind of influence he has. I mean, Pastor Chris said, I have been in many wedding ceremony that I did not approve. And I'm even shocked because they will come to me for blessing. I'll just raise my hand and say, Lord, bless them. He says, some is 3 months. That's if they even try. 3 months. Difference is clear. 3 months. Somebody took me on the bike, I remember years ago. When he dropped me, he started going. I said, Oga, your money. He said, oh, my brothers, thank you. You are a good person. As I just say, I hope there's no problem. As if he was waiting for somebody to ask him that question. He just off his bike. My brother, there's a problem. I say, He blessed me, Pastor. I want to tell you what my problem. Okay, what's your problem? I married last week. Last week, I'm not joking. See, I'm telling you before heaven. It was last week he told me. Last week. And my wife, no, they allow me. I said, hey. Even me, I looked at him. I said, the first question, last week, you said, last week, my brother. I know sometimes inside love, you'll be seeing problem, you'll be like, it is well, it will change, it will change. It is well, it is well. That's when you know that God, in fact, you start listening to Glory Effect. When you hear the word, remember that message, Glory Effect. Is it, okay, the aftermath of the glory. Glory aftermath. You go and hear prophet's message, people can change. Holy flash blindness. There's no kind of thing you not say. And they say, marry somebody that you think alike with. Say, is he not a Christian? You want to intimidate us as if we wrote the Bible. Is it not the Bible that says, can two or three work together? No, except they be agreed. Some people say, except they agree. It's wrong. That means they should have known what they are standing for before they agree. But you want to be emotional. Even Jesus told you, husband, love your wife. Meaning they can be your husband before you start loving. It's the truth. Because when you grow in the Lord, even though you probably may not understand the reason why God has chosen that person, you eventually come to that point, equilibrium of growth, where you just fall in love with that person. At that point, it will be as if you just married that day. You start thanking God. A lot of times, ladies that be able, I don't know why I'm entering this section now. I really don't know. I planned a very serious message. I don't know why I'm entering this kind of section. Ladies, a lot of times, you know, I read something, was it this morning or last night? I was reading it. I think that Betty heard me say it. That the person went too far. He said 97%. or 90%. I said it was too far. He said, a fair percentage of women are in homes where they don't love the person. They just enter because of money. And he said, there are many men who are in wrong homes because they entered because of beauty. Because they don't even know the real definition of beauty. Are you all listening to me? It's the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. So back to that first story of the second one. She followed and followed and followed and was so patient. Have you ever seen a lady that was patient watching you in a relationship when you finish and say, it's my turn? I mean, something like that. Now, I'm not trying to be stupid, but I tell you, she supervised the relationship till it ended. Alright? And she now said, how about me now? And the problem was so the parents knew about it. Everybody knew. So the only advice they would give me is not to come for the wedding. Because if I come, and it was her request, if I come, she'd see me and start crying. So of course, I stayed back. Even though people expected me to come, because it's more like a family something, we're from a church, and I was supposed to be there, but I didn't come. In fact, the husband knows why. The mother knows why. What a wonderful husband. He even knows the problem and still went ahead. So now, I thought I was in peace until wedding night. And there was a serious call that came. So I saw the name. I said, am I dreaming? And as a pastor, we are trained to pick midnight calls because we don't know what the problem may be. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? What if the person was dying or something or something? So we always pick midnight calls. I pick my call. If you have called me in the midnight, I always speak. Coincidentally, whether it's 2 a.m., you hear me say hello. So I picked. I cannot. I say, you cannot what? Is he guinea? I don't like this man. I said, why are you telling me? By 12:30 midnight, there about 1 a.m. I want to tell you, I cannot. He's coming. I'm ready to go. Boom. I raised my hand to heaven that midnight. I said, Jesus, whoever has wrong, I've wrong in this world, forgive me. That's a military man or a military officer. I'm not joking. That's a military officer. I'm not saying you probably have the right to challenge me, but he can probably dare. Because he has the right. You know, what am I talking with his wife? In the midnight. But that's how some of this funny obsession can be. That's why I'm telling you people boldly. I don't think I got everything right at that point because I was unnecessarily close to her, even though I had no wrong intention. And that's why I'm warning you. And sometimes out of pity, we want to still be maintaining the closeness. Like a funny young man who told us one time here from one of the HODs, he said, I don't want to stop talking with the lady because if I stop, she will leave church. Senu, Gio. Sir, if I stop talking to her, she may now leave church. Oh no, a soul will be missed. And I told them, bring him to my office. When they brought him, it was warning. I said, go and be serious with your life. Then when we checked the chat, he's in love. He might send in love. Pew, pew, pew. He said, they are send. I said, they are sending themselves love. You just be chatting. You know this kind of chat that you'll be chatting. Hello, how are you? Good evening. You now put love at the end. They are suspect. Suspect. Come on, good evening. You put love. Good night. You put poo. Oh, new picture. You now kiss the picture. Say, no, it's just a kiss for a sister. Repent quick. Why are you deceiving? Repent swiftly. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. I don't know why I have to hit this part. There's a point again the Lord is putting in my heart. I was talking with a friend one time. I said, do you know that a lot of times, there are many ladies who came to church and became worse in church. And even young men. Because we are not supervising sometimes in church. I've been in a church. Not it was not my church, but it's somewhere we go around. Are we together? And we see how that fellowship head leaders. Are we together? Fellowship head leaders can be dating. Say youth president, they date like 3 girls. We are saying things like that. Not the dating yet. You can start hearing something like, a lady will come, say, my wife. Have you seen those kind of play before? My wife, say, my husband, I will not marry you again. You must marry me. I will marry Esther, not you. I will not agree. Esther, leave my husband. Oh, Esther, leave. Have you heard jokes like that before? You think they don't mean it. Before you know, they are dating. That's how the foolishness starts. Before you know, why are they dating? Because there is no understanding of purpose even at that point, probably most times. Before you know, since the purpose of a thing is not known, what happens? Abuse. The only thing that happens there is sex. Before you know, a lady is in church, she has been aborting. You probably may not know, or probably I'm pretending, but I'm a pastor. I've heard cases, so if I tell you one, now everywhere we should scatter in this church. Before I became a pastor of this church, if you know things I've heard, I remember one case where we just carried the lady straight, spiritual father, we're carrying her spiritual father. We can't even hear the case. Where we just hear, wait, hold on, just hold the hand, sharp. That's our father in the Lord. We don't want to even finish hearing that case. We've heard things. Are you listening to me tonight? Hallelujah to Jesus. So things, wrong things, bad things happen. Because there is no order. That your first relationship was in church. And it's not because relationship is bad. You were not even qualified to enter a relationship at that time. At 16, you have entered a relationship where? In fellowship. Because there is no order. Are you all listening to me? Things are happening anyhow. If there is no order, the kind of rubbish happening in this church will shock all of you. The reason why you are not seeing any rubbish is because there is order. Some people, they think they are spiritual, but they are not sensible yet. They assume spirituality because they can pray in tongues. You can pray in tongues now, you are going home, you are holding two sisters. Is that a proof that you are spiritually mature? It's not a proof. Unnecessary, you are too close. Before you know, you are falling in love with each other. Now, what if you are not meant for each other? You are already, you think it's a joke, especially as a woman. You think it's a joke. The guy necessarily don't have a problem, I promise you. Even though he will have, his problem is not as severe as a woman's problem. Now you are wasting your time. And for a woman, you can't afford to waste your time. Now this is 5 years relationship that started just by mere unnecessary communication that was never supposed to be. A relationship never, now it's getting to 5 years. You've missed out in discerning the real person because you are in a wrong relationship. It's 5 years now, you are 27. And now the relationship is not working, you are breaking out. At 27 now, you are waiting and trusting on God to start another relationship. He can do it. But most times, people that know you with that person will always be tracing what happened. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say now? You are heaping up problem, unnecessarily problem for yourselves. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you guys? See, no matter how a guy cries, if you are not convinced, don't enter. Let him cry. Let him even die. He will resurrect on resurrection morning. Let him die. Don't useless your life. You don't have this life to live twice. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say on the air? Enjoy this life beautifully. Do God's will. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Do God's will. The reason why I work so hard, even this night, throughout my bed, I will still be working very hard. It's not because of anything, no. I can't afford to live a wasted life. I don't waste my time. I barely go out. I barely do anything. I stay indoors to get my job done. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I can't be wasting time. Where are you? I was just in somewhere. For what? I know some of you be wondering, what kind of a boring life? You know, years ago, a fellow student said I was living a boring life. He came to my house to spend some time with me. Only to carry my system to get some movies. You know, as students, we share movies for ourselves. You know, you can come to your fellow student and get some movies. And when he checked, he couldn't find one movie in my system. Now, I'm not against movies. One movie he couldn't find in my system. And he said, Pastor Simon, I want us to talk early in the morning before he left. I said, okay, no problem. I said, sir, I honestly think you need to loosen up. I said, okay, what do you mean by that? He said, sir, how can I be in your house? All you are doing is looking at your Bible or looking at your phone to study something. Then you carry your book and read. Then the next thing is that you slept after praying. Of course, prayer is not a bad thing. But you don't do anything for fun. Like, you don't loosen up. You did not watch a movie. And I carry your system. I could not find one movie inside. Sir, I want to send you a movie. Watch them. I said, you can send. He sent. That was it. I can't remember any name from that movie till today. I remember Pastor Benson came to my house one time. This one now is in our church. I was still single, of course. He said, while he observed me studying the word from morning till almost evening, I think the next day or so, he now said to me that, Pastor, you don't watch movie. And this is my boy asking me that I don't watch movie. That's just maybe one. You know, I said, Inan played one for us to watch. So I laughed at the first, I laughed again the second one. Then Inan observed that I'm not laughing again. When he turned, I was gone. Then the next morning, when I woke up, he started like, sir, you just stepped off. I said, yeah, because I needed to sleep. To me, it was boring. It does not add up to my destiny. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It's not pride. Somebody may be hearing and say, this guy has pride. What is their movie? You can watch several series if you want. It's not a fight. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But it's not necessary for me. There are a lot of things that I don't even know when I'll finish doing it. I have books that I've not written. I have many of them. I have materials I'm still trying to arrange for a lot of things. I don't even know whether it would take eternity to finish it. Or more. So what time do we have? That doesn't mean you should not have time for your family. Have time for your family. Interestingly, I play with my daughter. I have special time to play with her. Even though I still discipline her from this age too. But I have time to play with her. I have time for my wife. I don't know if she has time for me too, but I have time for her. She's feeling guilty. Hallelujah to Jesus. I have time for everything that is important to me. Yet I have time for the most important things. For God himself. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Don't waste your life. Tell somebody, don't waste your life. And that's how this lady grew to this point. So you see, you must be very careful. Unnecessary connections, avoid them. It will hurt you in the future. The Bible speaking, John said, let each brother in the church see a fellow lady as a sister. And the lady sees a brother as what? A brother. Except you want to marry her, you come out clear. If the Lord leads you, you come out clear. Are you listening to me? The Lord is leading me. No problem. She gets convinced. No problem. I'm not a fan of hyper. By hyper spirituality, I don't mean you are praying too much. Unnecessary spirituality. Show off. When I was receiving one of the reports today, I was laughing in the car. I was with courage. So he was hearing me. I was just making some statement. I was laughing. I said, Pastor, don't give up for member. Then I started laughing. Because the pastor was reporting a case where he's pastoring, you know, one of the walks out there. And the case of the people, one of the person especially, was so terrible. And it was seeming like, and the part that got me laughing so much, is that one of their colleagues said, I think the lady needs deliverance. This case is so severe. I started laughing. I think this one now don't enter deliverance level. You know, the way somebody, the person is so stubborn, you say, no, this one, the word, no, the work. So let's liaise and remove something so that the work will. No, you don't know the word of God. There are structures in the spirit. Are you listening to me? Ligro hoes over high. There are things arranged in the spirit for your glory. You know, take for instance cell leaders. You know, most of you are doing cell with human effort. That's why you don't see results. I plan to talk to you people today, and I thank God I remember. Firstly, the scripture we read, if you are not faithful with little things, you cannot be faithful with everything. There's a number of souls God wants to give you. There are very plenty. But you must be faithful with the little first. And the problem is that some of you only trust your physical structures. You don't even know, or if you know, you don't trust the spiritual structures that are already in place. Take for instance, some of you always have an excuse why something is not working as cell leaders. Why is your cell not working? The school is on break. Why is your cell not working? I travel. Why is it I have a headache? Why is it not working? When I tell them, they don't come out. That's the most funny excuse. It's like, when I tell them to come, they don't come. That's why they said it don't work. So funny. If we did ministry like that, will you be here? Now, picture this in your mind. Jesus went to a tree. And in that season, there was not supposed to be fruit. Are you listening to me? In that season, there was not supposed to be fruit. Meaning it was justified that there should be no fruit there. Jesus still cursed it for fruit not being there. What does it paint to your heart? In your mind? That there is no season in your cell that it should be dry. There is no season. Why are there no people? Why is there no result? Sir, everybody travel. Go out there. There are human beings passing. It's an opportunity to have another set of people come to that cell. Don't think like the world. Firstly, it's a privilege you are given that opportunity. That's why I say sometimes I'll tell pastors, close that cell, close that cell, close that cell. They don't know what they're doing. Close it. It's an opportunity. And the problem is that you know only physical structures. You don't know that you have angels. Have you ever sat down consciously in prayer, deploy angels? Are you aware you have angels? Do you understand? I'm trying to explain to you. I don't think many people have that consciousness. They just have it in their head and they go away. There are angels around you. Are you listening to me? A lot of them. Are you aware of that? Why would this not work? You can't be a neutral Christian and expect things to work. A Christian that don't want to paint it to the world that they are Christians. Hey, how would this work? A Christian, listen carefully. If they come here now and they accuse you of being a Christian, will there be enough evidence to prove you are a Christian? Will you be jailed? If spirit, angels now come to accuse you that you are a Christian, will they have a lot of evidence? Will they see a lot of things, praying in tongues, winning souls, healing the sick and etc.? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You want to get into this river of Christianity, get into the river fully. Some of you, the water is on your feet. That's why nothing is happening. Some of you is at your waist. Some of you is at your shoulder. It should cover you. Are you listening to me? It should cover you. See, in our church, the way there are somebody is telling you, the way they do ministry in this your church is too serious. It's too serious. You almost have no life. Is that not what the Lord said in the Bible? That you train the saints to do the work of the ministry? You go to church every time. The way they do, in fact, all of you here, they should be telling all of you are behaving like pastors. Am I lying? Huh? The regular Christians on the streets, you will not hear these things about them. It's because they don't really understand how ministry is supposed to work. I was telling my wife one time, I said, if you take some of our guys here to certain kind of places and they go and sit down, they'll be so shocked how ministry is happening. If we won't give them the opportunity, when they pass other place for a while, it will shock the people there. They may not know the training they are receiving till they go out there. So you have angels. And there should be no season. Because, listen, no season of your life or of that cell can convince God as a genuine reason for why souls should not be there. Souls should be there every time. You don't come back with excuses to the Lord. You come back with results. If he says go, don't you think that everything is in place? He told the 12, when I told you to go, when they came by, he said, when I sent you to go, did you lack anything? Did you lack anything? You are now understanding more than God. Like Moses, God said, go and tell Pharaoh. He said, I'm a stammerer. God does not know you are a stammerer. And God does not like those kind of things. Imagine what God said. He said, okay, I'll create you. Aaron, follow him and be talking for him. Meaning, I've solved your stammering problem, yet you couldn't see it.
You couldn't see it. They say it's your ceiling to fly. You say, but how will I fly? I don't even get we instead of wings. I don't have anybody. I don't know anybody. My papa don't know anybody. My mama don't know anybody. Oh, nobody, nobody, nobody. Now this my nail business. Now I go use fly this year. Now this wig, I be this revamp. What the revamp? I don't even buy wig. Now revamp, the revamp. That's why when they say the millions are yours, people shout, amen. You say, amen. You are entering into billions this year. People shout, amen. Your neighbor will shout, amen. You'll be like, today are the year. Because you want the world to come and carry you like this and start flying. I better go enter the million. No. It's so funny. But people think like that. Especially when they go to Facebook and they hear people saying rubbish. Say, men of God be saying, it's your year and nothing will happen. I beg that you stop disturbing us. Go and work hard. You will now say, yeah, it's true. Riches come by working hard. Really? It comes by working hard alone. Working hard is a factor, not the only factor. See, riches is very, it is spiritual. You know what God told Isaac? In a season of famine, he says, so. What a caricature mindset to a logical man. How can I be sowing in the season of lack? Where is the connection? And that's why the Bible said the wisdom of foolishness of God is better. Meaning when it seems like God's word is sounding foolish, that foolishness is better than your wisdom. Because it's a way that seemeth right to a man. But the end of it is what? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's why the path of the kingdom is narrow. Not everybody can follow these principles. Everywhere the man still heard the voice of God, Isaac. He heard God. Says, go and sow. And he did not doubt. He went because he was blessing conscious. He knew there was something on his father that was upon him. He was already expectant for an instruction. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I'm not me, Isaac. I'm in this place. He knows what is happening in the town, in the village, but he knows that Isaac, son of Abraham, as long as he is here, he will not be poor, and other people will not be poor because of him. And so that's why immediately the instruction came, he went and started doing something. If you know this thing, in lack, you will hear God. You know, some of you, God has spoken to you, but the voice was so casual that you thought it was not God. Because you want him to speak and say, thou Betty, yes Lord, speak to me Lord. Because sometimes when we read the Bible, it paints a picture that Isaiah was standing and Isaiah heard the Lord. The Lord said, Isaiah, yes Lord, here am I, send me Lord. So they acted like that in a movie. In fact, someone of my friends said, before he used to think that temptation of Jesus, Satan was standing by the side here and Jesus, and you know that's how they do it for, they painted it for us. Do you know nothing like that happened? Just a mind thing. That's how God speaks. Say something, tell me from my mind, say, make I not do that thing. I can't cause me, I know I've done. It's not something, it is God. I saw a skit. I was so excited because I think I said something like that before. The lady wanted to enter a vehicle and her spirit was rejecting entering it. Then finally she wanted to enter. Then a man drew and said, follow your spirit. No enter. As casual as that thing is, they will cut your head if you enter, if you disobey that voice. That's why you have to master the art of hearing God. Are you getting it? Master it. You think it's a joke? Miss it and see whether your head will not go. You will make heaven. Don't get it wrong. You will make straight. But too quick. You enter heaven too sharp. Paul said, I can sense in my spirit, even though the geography and everything suggests that not to. I sense. Master, what do you call these people? Captain of the ship said, forget. We have checked barometer, wind vane, and etc. Nothing is happening. Forget these pastors. I beg you. Prepare for glory. Everything is okay. I'm sure Paul felt embarrassed for a while. Paul said, no problem, you can say what you want to say. It will happen, but we will not be subjected, just to prove to you that I heard God. Because Paul said, I sense it, yet we will not be subjected. When he said the thing will shock us. It will strip you of your captaincy for a while, but nothing will happen to us. As they were going, everything before, you know, weather change. Have you been in a day before that you were sure rain will not fall? Then it just, before you know, you are wondering from where to where. That was what happened. And everybody was looking towards Paul. He said, don't worry, nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. He sensed in his spirit. You better learn the voice of the Holy Ghost. It will start with all of these small things. Then it will save you from entering a one chance taxi in Lagos or Abuja. It will first, you think we're wasting our time. Well, 2 hours, rabakasa, toss, says the Lord. It's, this one, you just go sit down, they do shabba shabba. Don't worry, God will use this foolish thing to conform you. That's how we'll be doing this jabba jabba daga. To hear one word, say, invest in this. Invest in this. And you see, your heart must be right. I don't believe somebody who is not giving to the things of God will hear, invest in this. That will keep your heart to be, you know, sometimes you do not give your tithe, you do not give your partnership. So you now pray in tongues. Oh, my Lord, show me which coin to buy. Man, if you like, pull out your wrist. Then you hear, buy, give me one word. Buy, give me one of those ones you people failed before. Call. Richard told me to buy that. Buy, call. So, call and which one? Which one? That they are Betty one. What's this your own now? You and Betty? Leo. Can you imagine? So we bought Leo, we bought call. They were 100% sure. I haven't heard something like this. Sir, if it does not work, I will refund you your money. I am 100% sure. Hey! In my mind, I know I cannot collect my money back, but I still ask him, if I don't believe in my children, who will believe? Like years ago that Pastor Anne said she wanted to cook something. One thing. She wants to try something. We were gathered together during a meeting. She said she wants to try something and she knows it will work. I said, what's that? I want to try bitter leaf soup, sir. I said, why do you want to try with us? So no, sir, I have figured, I know it will work. I said, you know, the way we were very hungry, we didn't want any mistake. And it was the first time. We had been flowing with the egusi. Just maintain and bitter leaf enter. When she did the bitter leaf, since I'm not understanding the taste, can you taste? Can you people taste it less? So I carried it out. I said, you understand the taste. It's what you are thinking is what is here. We don't know whether it's mother chiwa taking a bee. Yes, that one is magani. There's what they call mother chi. It's the most bitter herb. Bitter than agbo. Let me not go to that soup, I beg. I don't want to be really. So we just gradually removed the meat. The meat did not even survive it. If you bite that meat. But with time, I'm sure she became better. So there are people like that. That's how they tried that coin on my head. They were waiting for me to put the coin. When they put the coin, well, I heard one time that the coin became 700 and something. So they said, no, I was sleeping. They wanted to wake me up, but I was sleeping. It was. I said, who told you I was sleeping? The Bible says, awake, O ye that are asleep, and the light of God will shine on you. I'm sleeping. Is that your excuse? I say, people are wicked. I am not like you. See, if I put 100, if I buy 100 USDT coin, and it becomes 700, I used to withdraw my own. Because I'm not greedy. You know, some of you is longer throat that used to show you people pepper. So no, 700 USDT is not something. See them here. Courage and this person. That name follow him. Courage. crypto has finished the money in the bank, they now say, take money for upkeep. It will still carry a fasted life. I want to go and invest. Courageous. This time it will work. It will work. That's not far from gambling. You have to start forcing them. That your money. Go and buy something. Let me be seeing you. Buy that food. I buy it now. I go home and go and eat it. It's not everything that is crypto. Let something enter your stomach. It's not somebody that is alive that will do crypto. And just to add, don't be doing crypto if you don't have a source of income. I've warned people several times. Many crypto people now, they are sensible. They are doing 9-to-5 job. They are carrying something to the office now every morning. Did you hear what I said? They are now carrying back to the office every morning now. We were warning them. Even him, they employed him recently. So what are we not talking about? God is bad, they've employed now. They accepted the letter like this. Give it, sir. They accepted the letter. This one is addendum that is profiting you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So where was I? Yes. Hearing the Lord. Master it. Tell somebody, master it. You think we are joking till you are in trouble. We practicalize it, yeah. The way God helped us that day. While we were even practicalizing it, it was somebody's case that they were talking about, isn't it? People saw the video. His sister, that's Mr. Godwin. His sister, I mean, his cousin, Deborah. Blah, the same thing. And God healed her. I'm still waiting for my handkerchief. It's not still back. Hallelujah. I just told him, go and lay it and bring it. I don't know where that handkerchief is now. But you see, it works. Like we're talking with pastors. You look at me finish. You hear that I'm a prophet. You have mind to want to do wrong thing around me. See, it's not pride. Huh? They've not born that human being that can do something around me and survive me, not see him. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow. I'll catch you at the right time. I always catch people at the right time. I can't bet you when I'll catch you. But I assure you I'll catch you. And when I'll catch you, oh my God. One day somebody left my office. Just clean my office. I don't know. Let me not make it so sound so detailed. Just left the office. I entered, the person was leaving. I looked, I just raised my head. I said, come here. He came. I said, I'm seeing you kissing. Your lips are moving in the spirit. He said, I'm sorry, sir. I said, what are you sorry for? Sister, I don't know how it happened. I said, okay. The person was shocked. Maybe you say, Pastor was in a bad mood. That's why he saw. It's not bad mood. If you know me very well, I've told you things with joke, and I meant everything I told you. I know you are getting me now, right? I've gone. I know I told you something. And me, I know I told you the truth. If you like, collect it. If you like, don't. But I've set my mind. If I can't even tell you like this girl with joke, you think I'm joking. I mean it. So why are you always playing like that? See your head. You like yourself, man. You like yourself. You better be careful. I have finished. What are you waiting for again? My conversation and whatsoever is not with what? From what? But by the demonstration of the Spirit. I don't want to go into details. But you can't. You know, the worst set of people, right? I always tell my wife. I said, I can, and I'm not praying that day comes. I can easily forget and probably inculcate back into a leadership system somebody who fornicated, committed any kind of sin. But when you look at me in the eyes and lie, except God moves in a direction, I'll leave you just as a regular person. You will hardly come back into the system of leadership. People that can look at me inside the eyes and say, yes, sir, when it's not like that. Ha! Let me tell you the honest truth. I fear them. You need to be feared. You know, years ago something happened. Pastor Emma can remember if he's around. Where is he? Years ago something happened. Stand up, come and sit here. Let me be seeing you. Something happened years ago. there was someone here who lied with finances. And when he lied with finances, I picked it in my house that he lied. So I woke up that morning and started driving to town. I called him. I did not call the person. I called him. I said, enter this car. He entered. We went to the person's house. I said, where is the money for Zote? Sister, sorry. Well, the person, it was supposed to be B-Bodo for a program. The person, this thing, I've seen it since. I said, well, come. He was shocked. Take me to the person that you gave the money that did not do it. Let's go and tell him why he's not. Ask him as a church. Okay, sir. Enter the car. We went to somewhere. Before we got there, he has run ahead. I was hearing in my spirit. I beg, agree with everything I could talk. And I told him, I said, he's lying. Just go. Then when the man said, yes, actually, he gave. He was hearing everything. He came back. I said, he's lying. I was telling him, Hausa, Yana Kariani. I said, if I come out and that man lied to me, I'll arrest that man. So I came. I said, Oga, did anything happen? The man was just like, no, I don't know what is happening. I said, okay. He said, no, sir, it's another person. The man forgot. Like fools were following him. We now went to one of his liar friends. That one, he has tested the person already. As we just got to the person, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, me with my logic, when did they put the billboard that you followed? We went there on Thursday. The other one gave another date. I said, good. No, sir, I forgot. It's so actually this date. And I held him. I said, if I slap you, you will roll 360. So we allowed him. We said, it's such a shame. And we left. When we got to Mamati's house that time, we were not married. The person just busted into tears. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I said, you took me, you carry my fuel, and we were moving towards town. Talk through scenes you don't want to talk through. You think I'm somebody that is moved by emotions, unnecessary emotions. I did not do it. I still know. If you did it, my spirit will never... See, it's like stamp. Boom. Idwam. That's why I always tell, sometimes you see me in a place, I'll tell people, I ask questions like this. How will we know Potiphar's wife was the one lying? It's only the prophetic. How do we know? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I gave you an instance one time when I was teaching on the prophetic. You sit down, somebody's by your side, your best friend, oh, fervent in the spirit, but he has gone down. He made a mistake with a lady before he came to church. Now he is the one that led prayer in the church. How do you pick that something is wrong with that person? Because logically, your mind will not even move in the direction of what your spirit is suggesting. If the picture comes to your mind, you remove it and say, in the name of Jesus, that's wrong. Ah, this guy, with the tongues, you see how people are shouting? Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And it's not pride that somebody is under my leadership and can go away with anything. No. Maybe because I've left God. Probably. It's not possible. And sometimes you see me, I'm not being proud. Please, don't get me wrong. I teach the word of God and you see me describing somebody's case. I've done it several times. I look at you and I see the issue. You see me just preaching about you and talking just to you, talking. I truly know I'm talking to you. And I use the word to talk about and talk about and talk about. Of course, not to condemn you. And I move. Hallelujah to Jesus. I really believe in these things, though. I don't know about you. That's why I don't joke with them. I believe in the ministry of angels. I believe in new creation realities. I believe in the prophetic. You get what I'm trying to say? I believe in it. I believe in it with the whole of my heart. I've not grown to a point that I can't believe in it. What? What will keep you alive is bigger than money. You are pursuing money at the detriment of your work with Jesus. You are making the biggest mistake of your life. One thing from Satan can finish you. One thing from Satan. You're about to make the biggest mistake that can scatter everything and torches the Lord. Torches the Lord. Don't do that. Speaks to you in ways that only you can pick it because you've already been working with him every time. You've been hearing him every time. Are you listening to me? So people will mock you and say you are being hyper spiritual. Accept it. Accept it. I have carried this my spirituality into the normal world now. That when I talk to people, I will tell them God said. I don't care who you are. I've observed it recently. I'm talking to somebody who I don't even know whether he knows God. You hear me? And God said to me, if you like, feel intimidated. It's your own cup of tea. It is now my life. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? It's not my life. Whether you put me in the biggest conference, I'll be talking, I will quote God. The way people will quote Nelson Mandela, me, I will quote and say, thus says the Lord. And the Lord told me on the this and that, and I will say it. Referencing Jesus Christ. Referencing the Holy Ghost. Then talking about change. You know, sometimes you hear people talk about lust and the issues of lust. You know, I'm writing a material called, I took courage to remind me of all the things I've said so that it doesn't look like I'm lying. I'm going to release them all very, very soon. Reigning over lust. I told him one time to remind me, but I don't think he remembered or so. Because I've had people who struggle with lust. And you see, one thing with lust is that when it happens to you, when you are entangled in it, the devil always uses track record to remind you today that you think you can repent, that you cannot repent. So when the word of God hits you so much and you believe today is your salvation, the devil will now remind you, you said that yesterday. Did you actually change? And that's why you hear people say things like, even though I am hearing you and I'm excited about what I'm hearing right now, I don't think I can last in this new order. Have you heard people talk like that? They've given up on themselves because they've watched track record. So they believe in track record more than the word of God. And now what they are hearing is not necessarily something far from what they've heard before. So they are wondering, if this could not change me yesterday, why should it change me today? The Bible says, today, when you hear the word, harden not your heart. Somebody said, what does it mean to harden your heart? Don't use your former experience to judge the potency of the word today. This is what it means for the word of God to fall on rocky grounds. It can't produce results. The hearts are rocky. They are tough due to past experiences. Are you listening to me? Sometimes it could be that something wrong happened in your family, so you are wondering if this one that is about to happen will still happen anyways because you prayed the last time. I grew so much in the Lord and thank God for people like Charles Spurgeon, who made a statement one time. He said, all that is good is God and everything that is bad, it's my fault. I said, what kind of statement is that? But I believed it with time. A lot of times we are not humble to believe that we caused some of the issues we are having today. We are not humble to believe that. We just think everything is God, everything is God. There's a partnership we must have with God for things to go well. He said, come to me, oh you that are heavily laden and what? Overburdened, and I will give you rest. How will I give you this rest? Shoulder my yoke and learn from me. Firstly, he said, cast upon me your cares and burden. Then he said, shoulder my what? Yoke and learn from me. For I'm what? Humble and gentle. Some people just come and they say, Lord, catch it. They put the ball. But they refuse to carry upon themselves God's word, yokes and burden. I did a teaching years ago. I suggest you go look for that teaching. Yokes and burden. They don't want to carry the yokes and burden of God, the kingdom mandate of God. And they want every of their needs to be met. God said, it is as you carry my yokes and burden that you yourself would find true rest for your souls. And some people would think that God just wants to use them and leave them. Have you heard my teaching on going beyond worries to kingdom? If you look at it vividly, God is not trying to use you. Because when you get to understand the kingdom, you'll be capacitated to making sure that all things work together for your good. Think of it like this. It says, seek first my kingdom and its righteousness, the way it works, then every other word. The same God said, when the word of God does not depart from your mouth and your heart and you meditate to do all that it says, he said, you will cause your path to be what? And you shall have what? The same word of God says, God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you have ever what? According to his what? Where is it? In what? You see that? What does that mean? It simply means if you truly understand the nature of God on your inside, what happens is that you become capacitated for God to do things through you. So when you understand kingdom, you are capacitated for your needs to be met through the power of God in your life. In other words, you can talk things into existence. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. Meanwhile, you are seeking kingdom. At this point, you have fulfilled the scripture that says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you, then anything you ask, because anything you ask now is God's will, shall be granted to you. And even beyond. It comes to a point that if you say, God, I want 5 billion, he knows why you want 5 billion. He knows it is because of his word that is abiding in you that you want 5 billion. And he will give you 5 billion. So, seeking money and staying with the word of God, which one do you think is more important? Staying with the word. That doesn't mean you should not work hard, but not at the detriment of staying with the word of God. If you are always here, you know, if you are always not sitting with the word of God before you go out to do anything in this place, you are sowing the wrong seed. You will reap it tomorrow. When crisis comes, there will be nothing on your inside to keep you standing for God. That's why sometimes when people are faced with a little issue, one or two issues that poor cause light affliction, you just sit there and give up on God. Have you seen people like that? Or you will not see that, you will not truly understand what they are made up of. I see not so person that is a leader in church. What's that thing happening with them? And because sometimes they assume for spirituality gymnastic. That's why sometimes when you see people doing things in church, you are wondering. See, the weighty things in God are not activities. Things that carry weight in God are not activities. They are not demonstration. Paul said, bodily exercise profited only a little. It's not gymnastic. There are more weightier things. For instance, he says to you that obedience is better than what? Does it make any human sense? That God said the silent thing matters more than the something that everybody is seeing, something you are emphasizing and shouting out. He said the most silent thing, which is obedience, is better than sacrifice. Elijah was looking for God. Was it Elijah or Isaiah? In a whirlwind and etc., God was not in it. When he saw the demonstration, he said, ah, certainly God, that looks like God. God is coming. With the way the thing is scattering and scattering things. No, God should be coming in that kind of mighty breeze. And when the breeze passed, God was not there. Everything demonstrated God was not there. Then suddenly he just sat down. Just resting. And of course, what was normal, I broke something and I want to do it again. Just pay attention. In a gentle breeze. I told my friend, think about that word gentle breeze. That he found God inside. You see how we are sitting now? Is oxygen moving around you? Can you feel breeze? In other words, God is not odd. A lot of times when God is wanting to encounter you, it looks like a casual event. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain. Stop looking for a magnificent encounter. You need an encounter. Mm-mm. Just stay with the word of God. Be consistent staying with the word. Are you listening to me? Maybe I'll sound proud, but I've never prayed for an encounter. If I say this, I may sound proud. And because of what I'm about to say now, I have seen plenty of encounters. I have never sat down and said, God. I've had encounters that I admire. But I've never sat down and said, God, I want an encounter. I've never said it in my life. Thank God I started understanding the word of God early through people like Prophet Kubus van Resbox and the rest. I never prayed that kind of prayer. But I'm not lying to you. I have seen encounters. I can't even start saying all of them. One of them that I think is very, very unique is the fact that I levitated up the air for a while and I fell back to the ground. But I never prayed for that to happen. I've never prayed for it. Why it happened, I don't know. But it happened. It seems to me that when you are in the environment of the Spirit, the things will just happen as God wills. But I know something. Years ago, as I studied the Word, I got to understand something. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. I understood that stone that Jacob laid his head on was a type of Christ. Are we together? And that he called that place the gate of heaven. So I said to myself, if I can just rest in what Jesus has done, I am in the hope of encounters. That's what I told myself. I've seen a lot of things happen. I've seen magnificent things. I've heard God speak to me, I think twice, audibly. I did not hear in my heart. Audibly. It's an experience you cannot explain, no matter how you explain. But I've never made it the order of the day. I hope you get what I'm trying to say. I say, oh, you need to go and sit down and hear God. I remember when God spoke. No. It was a special encounter. That doesn't mean that's how God regularly does things. He speaks to us through our hearts. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And that's why I always tell people, when you see Jesus, it's beautiful. You can speak about it once in a while. It should not become a sermon. I remember when I saw Jesus. I remember, stop it already. You saw him, he told you what he wanted to tell you. Yes, Yagama. The way to listen to God now in the New Testament is through what? The Holy Spirit. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that goes so that he comes. And I believe sometimes, especially young ministers, because there is no rest, there is this unnecessary desire to impress. We begin to do things that are not necessary. Look at the things Paul emphasized for Timothy and Titus. How many people are emphasizing those things today? That I remember hearing somebody say in a minister's conference that ministry is 20% doctrine, I'll be preaching, and 80% other things he mentioned. And I was like, whoo. So that means that if ministry is 20% doctrine, you are pursuing an agenda. Your own agenda, not the agenda of God. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to explain to you. The reason why Paul sent people to go to other churches or start up churches was because of the word. He will send Timothy and Titus to go and make sure that what he has started is sustained. So administration came for the purpose of sound doctrine. The purpose of the word in the hearts of people. Administration does not exist in itself. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Why are we administrative here? So that the word of God can flow and work in the life of everybody sitting here. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So we have weekday Bible studies. We have so to the end that what? The word of God is alive in your heart. Yet of course you find out people still disobey those laws. Some people are not in Bible study. Some people are not in that. Some people are not in. Why are you not there? Sorry, sir. I was doing one online. My battery don't die. It's like the order of the day. In fact, the most annoying one, my battery was 10%. So if you have a job interview and your battery was 10%, will you attend the job interview? All is for the purpose of the word staying alive in your heart. Are you here this wonderful evening? So ministry is not haphazardness, like I was trying to say. And that's why you see sometimes people you think who are strong fail in the things of God. Because we're assuming that all those gymnastics is a show of spirituality. Stay with the word, mm-mm. Stay with the word, mm-mm. You shout, you are the one that gets most annoyed. You shout in, like you are praying. You are the one that insults immediately. You see that? Because you are assuming for true ministry or true spirituality, the demonstration. The Bible says, what are you? You are a clanging cymbal. You say you can pray in tongues of men and of angels. If you don't know God, you are what? So what is most important? To know God. And when you pray in the spirit, you are building up your most holy faith that came by hearing the word of God. Or that came by knowing God. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Understand the algorithm. If you desire mastery yet not crown, strive how? I always tell people, don't accuse a system that has been structured. The mistake must be from you. There's an assessment we're writing for some freelancing stuff. And when we say there's something wrong, I say there's nothing wrong. Don't think like that. There's something you are not getting right. Don't say, those people, they know. Mm-mm, nobody. That's cowardice. Did you fail it before? Why are you complaining now? There's something you don't know. And that's why anytime things are not working, be challenged. Don't complain. They say, you failed it. They say, sir, I think they have the problem. Shut your mouth up. You can't grow that way. You failed it. They told you you failed it. So I think they are wrong. I think something is wrong with these people. You can't grow like that. You can never grow like that. That doesn't mean you failed in life. But learn at that point. Are you listening to me? Learn at that point. If the system is okay to work. Are you all getting me this wonderful evening? So when you leave this church today, I want you to go out with a mindset. Don't go out there. And I don't mean disrespect other people. In all honesty, that is not the case here. And make sure you don't disrespect people as much as you can, whether they are doing what is right or wrong. When you go out there, don't be swayed by all these showcase of spirituality. Some of them may actually mean it, but it is not physical demonstration that is a proof of spiritual maturity. Are you listening to me? All this physical demonstration is not a proof. What did Jesus tell the Pharisees? Go into your rooms and pray. When they see people passing, they will come out and be shouting. He said, go into your rooms. The reason they were doing like that is so that they will keep on being respected as spiritual leaders. They want to do something odd. Like some people that will come and lie. And you know, you'll be wondering whether you're a human being or you're a stupid being. I said something today on my WhatsApp. I said, Africa, we lack critical thinking. If you think too much, if you start doing critical thinking in Africa, you become an enemy of a lot of people. Because you start asking questions and they'll be saying, this guy is having pride. You're not. It's because you are actually seeing errors. And now you are asking, if this is there and this is in place, why is this like this? We're blinded by ethnicity and religion. I asked myself a question today. I don't think I even discussed with my wife. I just sat down. I said, what height are they thinking they will come to that will make a regular, logical human being say, agree and say, this is stupid? I don't know whether you get my question. You are doing something that is obviously wrong, but you want it to be covered in spirituality. So that it is only us who understand honor in the fold that will respect you if you are doing something wrong. A logical man will look at it like this and say it is wrong. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. And some people think that God would kill. You know, some people have this notion that if somebody is wrong and somebody complains and say that thing is wrong, God will kill that person. The person will go to hellfire. Listen, Miriam dishonored Moses in that she spoke wrongly against him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If something is obviously wrong, sir, and you are 97, sir, it is wrong. I have not disrespected you. It's when I say, look at this stupid man, I have disrespected you. And I have disrespected God. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? But if it is wrong and I don't buy into it, I did not disrespect anybody. I respectfully leave because I don't buy into it. And I tell the world that I disagree. I can be in a podcast and say, what that 97 old man said, I don't agree with it. It doesn't mean that I am a devil. You see, before God, nothing is wrong with me. I just disagreed with that fact. I don't know that you people get what I'm trying to say. In Africa is a problem. It's a problem. Today I woke up to a very sad news. I don't know how deep you think that news is, but I agree in that world. I know it's very terrible that over 100 and something number of Boko Harams who were inculcated in the military ran away with their rifles. Did you hear what I just said? They just inculcated them in the military. I tell you, I honestly feel like shedding tears as I'm talking. It's a very terrible thing. 100 and something people who were trained in the Nigerian military in depot. Meaning they've collected all forms of training. They can kill anybody. They can deal with anybody. That these people ran away after training with their rifles and nobody caught them. And you tell me the military has not been compromised? I go in the barrack where I have a friend. He probably will be watching. He always watches our service. His father was dismissed, almost even jailed for gun. He was legally permitted to carry his gun. Something happened, they stole his gun. In an accident to cast, tumble. You know, when people will gather and the rest, I think one of the persons just stole his gun as a military man. After the accident, and he recovered. He came to face case. Where's your gun? It was during the accident. Blah, 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 blah. They carried him. Finished the case. Took him to police to go and put him in Kirikiri. He was there for a while. Before they fought the case. And he was revived. And he was brought back. And they dismissed him from the military. That's the military I grew up knowing. Oh. That my father cannot sleep if gun is in the house. We're in the house and gun is in the house. My father cannot sleep. He's awake protecting gun. He will sleep small and wake up. Because he knows that they say, according to military people, for the gun to lose, you should lose. Meaning you should die. Let them carry the gun. Then the gun should die. I don't know how to put that in English. The gun is more important than you in the military. I was talking with my boy, one of them in the military. Yesterday he was in the bush, midnight, we were sleeping here. 1 a.m. he's inside bush. They are fighting, exchanging fire. Telling me, I lost 2 men, blah, blah, blah. I could not sleep. I lost my peace. I started praying, God, Lord, keep him in the name of Jesus. Just praying in tongues. He's moving in the bush. That kind of time. They don't even know where they are. With his voice. And this kind of rubbish is happening. We are hearing this kind of news. And somebody will tell us that Tinubu is doing well. Oh, Riba Hanzia Kavai. That Tinubu is doing well. You can imagine. Say, I sent courage to go and do something. As courage did not do it, who are they supposed to catch? It's not courage. Is that how to sound? Who is wrong? Leadership always take the blame. Who has mind that I tell him to do something I will not do here? I may not be able to do anything to you physically, but I have the power to send you out. I say, don't come back here again. I will not touch you. So that what I want must what? Happen. I don't know that you people get what I'm trying to say. Are you a coward or a president that you send somebody and the person will not go? Then they say they should blame the person. As president in chief, commander in chief of the federation. You are a president, people are doing their mind. Chief of army staff is doing rubbish. Chico, all of them doing stupid things. And you say you are helpless. No, they should have ruled the country. How can we have boys dying every day? I was telling my dad, very emotional. We were discussing with a friend. I had to tell my dad this. Firstly, my dad doesn't even like me talking about this. Of course, he's trying to protect his son. I told him my discussion with a friend. I can't remember my friends vividly. I can't count 10 of my friends that I grew up with without seeing 5, 7, 8 dead in my mind. It's not a good experience. Because all of them wanted to be like their father. Everybody wanted, even my father forced me to become. I mean, I just that this is my call, so I didn't become it. But I have almost all my friends, almost all of them in the military. And I can't have a good memory. You mention one dead. You mention this one dead. One with his brother, senior brother and junior brother, dead. And we still have some dying. Recently, 2 people died. There's one Idoma boy that died there. His best friend too died. I think 2 weeks later. I don't know them, but before the thing comes out, I always used to get the news. I say, what is this one? He says, the best friend of that one. He died recently. Before you know, another young boy have died. Before you know, young people will stand up to represent their country, and these cowards that we call leaders will be joking with their lives. And their children are outside the country. It's time to wake up. I know some of you say, but Pastor, if you come, if you talk, they'll come and catch. Let them come quick and catch me if they can catch me. But I can't be a coward. What is happening in this country is insane. And you know the worst thing is that some of you think the government is doing right. You are doomed. You are doomed. You are blinded and very stupid. What did the Bible say? It said, woe to a man and sees evil and calls it right. Woe to you. Meaning judgment upon you. And it calls such people wicked. These things cannot be heard of in anywhere. Talking with the life of young people. Tomorrow, if you hear that a military man you know very well died, why are you surprised? With what is happening in the country? Do you know how many Boko Harams are in the military right now? That is why you see that a soldier is going. A friend of mine, they killed his brother from behind. You are shooting gun. You are holding the gun that covers other soldiers. Why did they kill you from back? How can you die from back? Let case start. His father was already dead. His mother was already dead. Of course, not through Boko Haram. They just died in the back. He is alone with his elder brother and his younger sister. So right now, who will even stand for that boy that his brother has died? The money for the brother, they did not pay the brother the money. He alone now is in this world. You heard me talking to him the other day. That's why no matter what, I try to always send him money every month. He's a Muslim. Lost everyone, only him remaining. Yet the military could not give the brother back his money. The military could not talk how the brother died that way. I say we are in a country. And you have the mind to defend Tinubu. We should know whether Tinubu is your spiritual son or your spiritual father. Because this is not the first time. And it's time to wake up. I tell you, God will not look at me and say, son, you are stupid for this. I am 100% sure that angels are rejoicing in heaven. Because it's a shame. It's a terrible shame. We were talking about Oyo and the rest of them. That's just a joke compared to what is happening in Kaduna. Do you know how many people are in the forest in Kaduna right now kidnapped? We're shouting Oyo. I am not excited those children are there. Long before Oyo incident happened, do you know how many people are in the bush in Kaduna? Do you know how they kill in that place almost every day? We're not talking about Jos. Every day people are dying in Jos. Every day. Down to last week I heard people were dying there. Mass burial almost every time. Is this? Are we killing chickens or human beings? Are we talking about chickens here? And you cannot talk as a spiritual leader. Some so-called spiritual leaders cannot talk. And you think people should understand that. They ask the man a question. I had to tell my friend Apostle Mike. I'll call the name so that you hear. It's not a bad thing. He posted the thing. I said, that's cowardice that you posted there. Not because he's supposed. How can pastors? We two pastors who are Nigerians, we cannot talk. If we are not talking, hold your government. Look at this stupid statement. Yet when they just finished election, you said Saul has come. You came and told us David will soon come. Now that there is problem, you are saying you are a Nigerian. You are not a prophet again. All these guys have to be addressed. The kind of force we have as a church in Africa, especially in Nigeria, the kind of force and power we have as a church, if we stand against this government, the government cannot do anything. Let me tell you something so shocking. I may quote it on Sunday for you. A people without weapons, there are there are plenty in number, very plenty in number, without weapon, with one heart, can defeat any military army. A garrison of soldiers, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You think if cultists stand up in this state and say they want to take over the state, and normal human beings stand up, and cultists will remain in this state? I was telling somebody, you think there are more cultists in this state than normal human beings? It's because people are quiet. That's why this rubbish is happening. You are in Abuja, you are in Lagos, you are having your church with security men, enjoying yourself. They're saying rubbish. I don't want to call names. I'm not talking about Padiboyo necessarily. Before some of you be thinking, there's somebody I'm quoting now. Some of you start thinking so many things. I've said what I don't like. I'm not talking again. I don't insult. But I know the person I'm quoting here. I have to make that clear. Are you listening to me right now? It's time to wake up. If we are defending souls, if we say we are standing for souls, if we say Christianity is about souls, and we cannot talk for... You know, the Bible says something, say when one part of the body is affected, the whole body is affected. The whole body. But it's like Lagos and Abuja bodies are not affected. Because we are not part of the body of Christ. Nobody. All of these pastors in Lagos and Abuja have not run to just go and meet Reverend Dachomo because he's a local pastor probably. Look at how the media are insulting him. They've not gone. Only Paul, Pastor Paul. If all these pastors go there and gather for a mass burial, will the presidency not wake up? And that's why I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Most of these Equa and Cooking Church, they don't respect this so-called Pentecostal thing we're crying here. Because they believe we don't even know true Christianity. You will see them, when they finish killing, they will enter church, still be dancing and singing. They did not relocate. We need to wake up. We really need to wake up. And all of you sitting here, go beyond ethnicity. That is why if you are seated here without voter's card, you are a very wicked person. You are a very wicked person. So even if he votes, maybe they will still give people that they want. That's cowardice. They say it's when that the thing is expiring again. Tenth of what? This is my birthday wish to all of you. Go and get your voter's card. Are you all listening to me? Go out there and get it. It's unbelievable that we are living in such a place called a country. It's unbelievable. The kind of news you hear in Nigeria, if you don't have strong, Nigerians are strong people. If you don't have strong heart, you just faint. How can I imagine that there are over 100 and something Boko Harams who have been trained as military men? They said they were repented. Immediately after training, they went back, meaning they partner with president. If Tinubu wants to be training bandits, he should say it. Because that is exactly what he's doing. Then you kill people for no reason. We are in a country that today, Deborah, we don't know why she died. We don't know people. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And everybody is preaching two ways of entering into prosperity. Number one. If God needs to do something to make everybody become a Christian that is not ignorant of the feelings of his fellow Christians' infirmity, let God do it. If God needs to do something that will make every Christian in this nation to not be ignorant of the feelings of the Christians' infirmity in Jos, in the edges of Benue State, in Kaduna State, in other part of Nigeria, let God do it. Anyhow God wants to do it for them to understand, let him do it. Like we said, the Oyo thing happened now. It's spreading over Nigeria. It has been happening plenty. I'm not happy that children are in the bush. Worse things have happened before this. Kogi is like a joke every day. Kaduna is like a joke every day. Just they kill every day. And the reason why the nation rose up is because he's entering there. But I want to put it to you that as you are praying for all your kids to come out, there are many in Kaduna that have not come out. That 100 and something you heard that time, they have not come out. Oh. Children are still part of them. Oh. There are also many in Kogi that have not come out. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So go get your PVCs. As I close. Is that okay? Yes, you all go and get your PVCs. If you are here and you have somebody to vote because of your stomach and Akpu for just this present day, just at the status quo. See, I even want you to leave this church. Just change church. Change. Because you are not a Christian. You are not. I want to vote because of is our father's brother. Vote because of you fear God. Ask your neighbor, do you fear God? So go get your PVCs and vote this rubbish out of this country. Are you all listening to me tonight? Do it very fast. Every one of you, Nigeria will work. Are you hearing me? I believe so much in my heart that this Nigeria will work. There will be a new Nigeria. I know it's very hard to believe. I can see the doubts in your faces. But I believe this country has not gone too far beyond repair. There is prophecy over us. For the fact that Pa Elton prophesied it, I believe it shall come to pass. Are you listening to me? So get your PVCs. Be ready in prayer. Keep on praying. Don't lose faith. And I want to advise this season especially. Are you listening? I was telling my wife, there was an event that happened in Otukpo recently. I'm sure some of you saw it. Did you see it? Huh? Like they killed one of these Fulani leaders or something. I want you all to be careful. I really have this great fear that it will cause some kind of things. Are we together? So restrict your movement. When it's late, somebody should not be traveling to Otukpo or Abuja. Or don't start. When it's 6, go and sleep. If the money will pass you, may it pass you. Are we together? When it's 6 p.m., don't take any journey. What is even 6 p.m.? When it's 5 p.m., are we together? Don't take any journey like that. Take journeys in the morning, mid-afternoon. Come back. Trust God for protection. And be very careful and sensitive, especially this season. Listen to the voice of your spirit. Are you listening to me? Listen to what? The voice of your spirit. God will protect us. He will protect our families and all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus. Bow your heads and thank the Lord for His word. Go ahead and...
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.